All right, good morning and welcome to the stock market update for, what is it, Tuesday, October 26th. Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
I'm good, Marcus. Good morning.
Good. So, yesterday, the S&P 500 makes new all-time highs. The Dow makes new all-time highs. The Nasdaq is up 1%. All good, but hey, the real story of yesterday is Tesla. We got to talk about this. So Tesla jumped 12.6% yesterday. Holy cannoli.
Yeah, that's a huge move, joining the $1 trillion club.
Yeah, so let's talk about the $1 trillion club. What is this $1 trillion club here? Brought this up. So we see these the companies, the $1 trillion companies. So in the world, let me actually move in there. There's only 7 companies, and PetroChina was the first one to hit a $1 trillion market cap, and this was back in 2007. And then in the US, Apple was the first company to hit $1 trillion, and then also last year hit $2 trillion. Followed by Amazon, Microsoft, Alphabet, which is Google, Facebook, and then, since yesterday, Tesla.
Yeah, Tesla's 12.6% gain put that one in the, or helped to get into the club. That was the biggest one-day move since March 9th. Just a huge move. Piggybacking the news of Hertz placing an order for 1,000 Teslas.
No.
That's huge.
100,000.
100,000. 100,000. I'm sorry.
That's a big difference. 100,000 Teslas. And yeah, I mean, this deal is worth $4.6 billion. I mean, that's a lot. And here's what it shows to me, that electric cars are here. We already knew that they're here, but we know that there are initiatives. I mean, President Biden has an initiative that all new cars are supposed to be electric by a certain date. I know that you in California, by when is it? By 2025 or 2030? That all new cars need to be electric? Something like this. I mean, and now we see that Hertz, well, talk about Hertz, the phoenix from the ashes, right? Hertz is placing a $4.6 billion deal here. And yeah, this just catapulted Tesla up. So Tesla, as of yesterday, a market cap of 1.015. So this is 1,015 million. And compare this to Facebook, that as of yesterday had a market cap of 926 billion. So Tesla definitely beating Facebook hands down. I mean, everything seems to go right for Tesla, right? They had the earnings call on Monday. And this is when they passed $900 and yesterday $1,000. So the earnings call, you want to talk about that for a moment?
Sure.
So earnings, they beat estimations again. So they had little bit less revenue, but just slightly if you look at this here. And then we also had much better earnings. So they're a super profitable car company, and we talked about this. I mean, their profit margin is off the chart compared to other companies. So not only are they growing, but they're also growing very profitably.
Yeah, and at the same time, I think this is a trade what you see, not what you think scenario, because people are buying Tesla. People have continued to buy Tesla because of its growth potential, because of the company's growth potential. And you could even say that people were buying Tesla, not electric vehicles. I know that Teslas are EVs, but Tesla changed the whole view on the EV market, where now they actually have a good looking, cool, fast car that people want to own, not this boxy, ugly thing that is EV. And so they changed the industry. But to put it into perspective, it is interesting, because Tesla's value is 15 times higher than Ford's, even though Ford brought in $115 billion in revenue last year. And I also saw that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I also saw that Tesla is worth as much as 19 other automakers, This includes Toyota, General Motors, Honda, and Nissan combined. So Tesla's just this behemoth now.
Yeah, and to put it in perspective, I mean, Tesla only produces around, 50 million cars, I believe. Let me see. I took some notes here. No, what did I say? 50 million, 500,000. Yeah. So 500,000 cars per year out of the 90 million, this is where I got the million from, cars that are being produced. So it's just a fraction, and yet the valuation is off the charts. As you said, they're worth more than 19 car companies. And if you look at the next nine companies, they're worth more than their next nine closest competitors here. I mean, it's just insane. So how much longer will this go? Well, I mean, they have a wait time on their car. It is as long as 10 months for the Model 3, which is unbelievable. And then also recently, they increased prices again by another $2,000 to $5,000. And I think this was the fourth or fifth price hike this year. I mean, they're just increasing prices. And hey, good for Elon Musk. I mean, Elon Musk is now officially the richest man in the world. Yesterday, his net value, his worth jumped up by, what does it say here? $25 billion. So he's now the richest man ever reported on this Forbes list. So this year's Forbes, and way ahead, as we can see, of Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, and all the others. Like,
and Marcus, I wonder if that's not real time. It still shows the right differences, but I read that Elon Musk, his net worth changed by $36 billion, the largest single day gain ever recorded, making him $100 billion wealthier than Jeff Bezos. So that might be a little bit delayed because I see the difference is about $60 billion. But give or take, I mean, $40 billion.
Yeah, if you're worth $255 billion, I mean, what's $10 billion plus or minus? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow. So, I mean, Tesla right now, analysts are just adjusting their price targets as crazy. So price targets previously of $900 are now being revised to $1,200 to $1,500. And it seems that analysts almost can't keep up with Tesla, how quickly it is increasing. And I mean, if you're an analyst and you said, I think a price target of 900 is realistic. And then you see this jump above 1,000 yesterday. That's reported. Okay, let's raise it to 1,200. Let's raise it to 1,500. So this is what happened yesterday. A lot of these revised price targets came in. So this morning, Tesla pretty much at the unchanged mark, which for me is surprising. Often after a jump like this, we see some profit taking, but not yet. Not yet.
Big day for Tesla.
All right. Hey, okay, we talked about Facebook. So we got to talk about Facebook here for a moment because they reported earnings yesterday. And the earnings came in better than expected. Did you see that?
Yeah, slightly better. I think they beat by 3 cents, but then their revenue, they missed revenue expectations. I think for the first time since 2018.
Yeah. And I'm actually surprised that they're up this morning because they provided some guidance where they said, you know what, we are facing some competition. We are facing some competition here from Snapchat and also from TikTok. And yes, this pesky Apple update that really hit Snapchat last week, right? They say, it's also affecting us. So they said Q4 might be a little bit tough. And I don't think it's just because of the revenue. I mean, today the Facebook papers were being released and published, and this is where several whistleblowers have talked about how Facebook is not moderating content as they should, and they let it slide willingly. At least these are the accusations. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg came on record yesterday and said, no. They're just trying to make us look bad, but he didn't provide any evidence that it is differently. So Facebook definitely facing some headwinds here. And if we look at a weekly chart, then we see that there is right now a pretty good dent in the price of Facebook.
Well, you know, the interesting thing too is Zuckerberg, he wasn't ashamed to say that he's targeting younger users as well. You know, so in spite of that whistleblower and everything, he knows that he needs to target the younger users and that he's getting creamed by TikTok and those other companies. So even though the older demographic is really what's staying there and what's supporting Facebook, he says that he's retooling his products over the next few years to make serving young adults the North Star rather than optimizing for older people, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. So, what's on deck this week? Lots of earnings reports. So today, after the bell, Google will report earnings. Actually, the parent company Alphabet. Who else? Microsoft will report earnings today after the bell. Twitter will report earnings after the bell. Who else?
AMD.
AMD is reporting after the bell. And good, Robinhood. It hasn't been going well for Robinhood ever since the IPO. I mean, they are right now pretty much trading at the price, at the opening price of the IPO, which was, I think it was around $38. And they have been trading at, $39 yesterday. So we'll see what they have to say today. I mean, with the rallies in cryptocurrencies, we know that they are generating a lot of revenue from cryptocurrencies. It could actually look good for Robinhood. So in pre-market trading, they are up 1.2% going into a big day for them. All right. Well,
Yeah, we
looking
have a
at the
big day for us.
pre-market of what's happening here, I mean, it seems that the indices are continuing their fireworks. We're looking at the E-mini S&P here. So this is a 5-minute chart, and we see that pretty much since yesterday, marching higher, going a little bit flat, marching higher. So we are pointing to a higher opening here of around 0.4%. It's not bad at all. A NASDAQ 0.6%, Dow 0.3%. So we'll see. Another up day here today. It seems
Looks
this
like
way.
it.
Well, we got to
Looks like it.
wait until the other shoe drops, right?
Yeah, so PowerX trades should be working out, and wheel might be a little light today, but we're about to trade with our mastermind group. See what's in store for us today.
Yeah, so we're hopping over right now into our mastermind call, and today, very special treat for you. You can peek over our shoulder. So here on this YouTube channel, we will let you peek in. So Mark and I today will not answer your questions. We'll do that again tomorrow. But you can peek over our shoulder of how we trade live with our mastermind, and hope to see you there. So right now, head over to the other video, and we'll see you there.
Happy trading, everybody.